Thank you for joining me for How We Love. My name is Stephanie Anderson, and I'm an advocate for the persecuted church with International Christian Concern. To find out more about what's happening worldwide, real-time issues, and events of persecution, please visit persecution.org. Our scripture today is Psalm 91:14. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. Today, we're going to continue to pray for Afghanistan. Give a little background about the culture. There is a hierarchy in Muslim societies. The more fundamentalist a society is, the more this hierarchy is built into the culture. Muslim men are first. Women exist to serve men and raise the children. They are told they should remain silent and hidden behind veils in their homes. The most common job is that of serving Muslim families as domestic workers, which leads the women into all kinds of abuse. The women fall prey to constant sexual advances and rape from their employers. The most heartbreaking abuse targeted on Christian girls, though, is the danger of the incessant rape, forced marriage, and forced conversion of the kidnappings that are so common. In the worst cases, the sisters are kidnapped and filmed being raped by multiple men, so they are too ashamed to go back to their families. They are then taken from their families forever to be used as prostitutes. What would happen if someone knocked down the doors of your church with the intent to harm? To take the women and children, and even the boys. As the congregation turns its gaze toward the unwelcome visitors, a wave of fear casts its net over the room. The last few nights, we know that our brothers and sisters in the underground church in Afghanistan have experienced exactly this. They will not denounce Jesus. They will not bow. We're going to pray today that they'll continue to be surrounded with the love of Christ. The reason why we pray, let me read a testimony. On April 10th, 2003, the 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment, marched into downtown Baghdad to seize Saddam Hussein's presidential palace, only to find themselves ambushed by militants hiding in mosques, storefronts, and homes. Hundreds of troops came face to face with a blitz of rocket-propelled grenades, gunfire, and sure defeat, yet the reports tell a different story. A rocket splicing its way through an armored vehicle packed with Marines hits no one. A Marine finds a bullet entrance and exit holes in his helmet, yet he has no injury. A squad of Marines watch in amazement as their enemies prepare to fire from point-blank range, then pause and drop their weapons, running away in terror. An RPG fired from only a few yards away inexplicably swerves and misses its intended target. When the smoke of the battle cleared, only one American had lost his life, and the Marines could not deny God's protection, not only that day, but in the months that led up to that moment as well. You see, God wants to deliver us from every evil known to mankind. That protection does not stop just because we're in a foreign land, because we're in the middle of militants. This story came from the book A Table in the Presence, Lieutenant Kerry Cash telling firsthand of the military's entry into Baghdad. You see, the miraculous delivering power of our God is not limited. We, as the people of God, can surround our brothers and sisters and fellow Americans in prayer. Each war has its testimonies of deliverance. And we, the people of God, crying out to God, surrounding our brothers and sisters, will see the miracles as God's protection and presence and provision are known. And not just for Americans and Christians and interpreters in Afghanistan, but for those that hold them captive, for those that are responsible for the atrocities that I described. That they will see that there is a God, that their hearts will be gripped, because the war in the kingdom of heaven is about the hearts of men and women facing eternity without God. Let us cry out, Let us cry out for deliverance, both physical and spiritual. Lord our God, we cry out to you. Your word says, Psalm 91:14, because we have loved you, therefore you will deliver us. Father, we know that you have the hearts of those who believe in your name, that their deliverance may indeed be to come home. We pray and cry out for the strength, boldness, peace, and power of the living God to surround our brothers and sisters all over Afghanistan, meeting in your name. We pray, Father God, for the children, for the boys and girls, and especially for the women, as they face not just fear, but atrocities and crimes and rape committed against them for their belief in Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to be with them. We ask you that as they are enslaved, that they will be like the slave to Naaman, that when plagues and trouble and darkness and judgment fall upon those men and families who have taken them, they will be a light. We ask for supernatural protection over their hearts, their emotions, and their minds, that even in that dark place, like Corrie Ten Boom said, there is no place so dark that the love of God will not overcome. Shine your light in Afghanistan, Lord. Shine your light over the people. Shine your light in the hearts of the Muslims to see that even as they see these things happening, that their hearts will turn and they will cry out to know that there is a God of love who can abolish the wickedness and violence in the hearts of men. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening your church, not by more military, but when men have failed, that you come near to the brokenhearted. So comfort and pour out your spirit among all of those waiting. Let them be a great light that shines in Afghanistan. We thank you that this will also be a light, these events that will shine throughout the entire Muslim world. Grip us with your grace. Help us to forgive our enemies and pray for those who persecute and even abuse. We pray for our government. We ask, Lord, that you will pour out your power, your revelation, that they'll know right from wrong. And we thank you that you hear our prayer and answer. Thank you for being our God, for never leaving or forsaking us. And all this we pray in Jesus' name.